This coming Saturday, the Lost Coast will be the scenic backdrop to a beloved community fundraiser for the Heart of the Redwoods Hospice during the annual Taste of the Cove event.
Well, this is our 21st annual Taste of the Cove, and it's our biggest fundraiser, and we love doing it, and we love seeing everyone. It's on August 31st this year, 1 to 5. It's always on the Saturday of Labor Day, and this year it's early.
You just heard from Heart of the Redwoods Hospice board member Sandy Tillis. The annual hospice fundraiser offers residents and visitors exactly what the event's name promises, a taste of the Cove.
A lot of volunteers and a lot of generous contributors. All the fish are all donated by the local fishermen from Shelter Cove, and a lot of the produce is donated, and we have over 100 volunteers, and it's a real community work in progress. It's amazing.
Not only is the food locally sourced, so is the entertainment.
We also have great music, local music. This year, April Moore's new band, The Saddle Tramps, is playing with K-Mud Shear Brown and Ed Shear and Ray and Mumser and April Moore. It's going to be amazing. And then Ray Bevatori and friends, that's Ray and Michael Curran and Josh Amay, another K-Mud regular. And then the last band, the headliners, are Soham Girls Band with Marsha Mandels, another K-Mud DJ.
Additionally, Taste of the Cove will offer a kids zone and puppeteer, encouraging the whole family to come out and enjoy. Aside from reveling in the beautiful scenery, delicious food, and family fun, attendees of Taste of the Cove are supporting Heart of the Redwoods Hospice's mission to provide education, empowerment, and support to patients, their families, and the community throughout the dying and grieving process.
Well, they allow the loved one to die at home, essentially, or die on their own terms. You know, if it gets to the point where they can't be at home, then we help them transition into a place where they can be. However, with the hospice support and a really good circle of care, the client can have his wishes to die in the peace of his own home. And nurses work with the client's doctors to provide the proper medication so that they can be comfortable. And they'll help also with making arrangements for the final care of the body. We can find volunteers to help in the home with chores or errands, or even to the point of helping taking someone to the doctor. Whatever the needs are, we have some volunteers that can do that. It's really about being peaceful and comfortable.
This fundraiser is the largest fundraising event to support Heart of the Redwoods Hospice and the support they provide to families as their loved ones transition.
Well, we're a nonprofit independent hospice, so we don't get any Medicare or insurance funding. So these funds go directly to paying our staff, and our staff is primarily our nurses and our bereavement people and our office staff. So thanks to our sponsors, all the money that is generated goes straight into the programs.
As always, the Heart of the Redwoods Hospice offers their services free of charge. Thanks to community donations, generous support of sponsors, and fundraising efforts like Taste of the Cove.
We're so grateful to our community, and we love seeing everyone come out.
The 21st annual Taste of the Cove event will be held this Saturday, August 31st, from 1 to 5 p.m. in Shelter Cove at Malcolm's Park near the Lighthouse, with a Pioneer-sponsored bake sale, raffle, local music, and locally sourced and donated seafood as the community and attendees come together to support the important work of Heart of the Redwoods Hospice. For more information, call 707-923-7276. Reporting for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.